Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv. Today is May 9, 2026. On this day in history, back in 1960, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the world's first commercially produced birth control pill, a landmark decision that profoundly impacted public health and women's rights globally. We have a packed show for you, covering the latest in U.S. politics, international affairs, global markets, and sports, drawing insights from BBC News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, and other leading sources. Joining me as always is our stellar reporter, Arohi, with all the details. Arohi, let's dive straight into the biggest political story dominating headlines, the evolving landscape of U.S. midterm elections and the critical role of redistricting. Republicans seem to be gaining significant ground. What's the latest?
Absolutely, Arjiv. Republicans are indeed charging ahead in the nation's redistricting race, showing new bullishness after months of growing midterm fears. This strategic advantage is solidifying their position for control of the House. Over the past 10 days, we've seen a clear shift, with recent court rulings playing a pivotal role in this dynamic.
And we've seen specific action in states like Virginia, impacting key figures. What's happening there?
In Virginia, a recent redistricting ruling has added significant headaches for Governor Abigail Spanberger. While initially skeptical of the push for new maps, as the state's leading Democrat, she had a clear political stake in its outcome. Ultimately, a court nullified the Democratic-drawn redistricting, a major setback for the party in the state. This move is part of a broader trend following a Supreme Court decision that weakened minority voting rights, prompting Republicans in four southern states to move quickly to redraw districts.
That Supreme Court ruling sounds like a game changer. Can you elaborate on its impact, especially regarding minority districts?
Certainly. The Supreme Court's decision last week directly affected so-called majority-minority House districts. While these districts had historically sent a surge of Black and Hispanic lawmakers to Congress, their weakening has inadvertently opened up significant opportunities for the GOP in essence, by consolidating minority voters into fewer districts or diluting their influence across more. Republicans are finding it easier to win surrounding seats. This strategic maneuver is building a substantial advantage for them in the race for House control, making every new court ruling and redraw critically important for the upcoming midterms. The question now is precisely how much this advantage will be worth.
A very intricate political dance unfolding across the U.S. Let's shift our focus globally for a moment. What's catching your eye on the international front?
Starting with Australia, the right-wing One Nation Party has scored a historic parliamentary win, gaining its first seat in the lower house. This by-election was seen as a key test for the populist party, marking a significant moment for them. Meanwhile, in Moscow, the annual Victory Day display in Red Square was notably quieter and scaled back this year, according to reports from the BBC's Russia editor.
And a major political shakeup in Hungary, I believe?
Indeed. Hungary has a new prime minister, Péter Magyar, who steered his Tisza party to a landslide victory nearly a month ago, sweeping away 16 years of rule by Viktor Orbán. Magyar has promised to serve, not rule over Hungary, signaling a potential new direction for the country. Shifting to South Asia, there's been a deeply unsettling development in Sri Lanka, where a Buddhist monk, the venerable Palagamahamarathana Thero, who holds one of the most revered positions in the Buddhist world, has been arrested over the alleged rape of a teenager.
That's a truly shocking report. And finally, before we move on, what's the latest with the Eurovision Song Contest controversy?
Eurovision is once again grappling with controversy. Fans are trying to navigate the situation following the withdrawal of Spain, Ireland, and other nations over Israel's participation. Despite the political tensions, many loyal fans are reportedly sticking by the contest, highlighting its unique cultural appeal amidst geopolitical strains.
From political shifts to deeply concerning allegations and cultural events, the world stage is certainly active. Let's turn our attention to the Middle East, specifically Iran. The U.S. has imposed new sanctions. Can you tell us more?
The U.S. has indeed sanctioned companies and individuals in the Middle East and China for helping Iran. These moves specifically target 11 entities and 3 individuals based in Iran, China, Belarus, and the United Arab Emirates, indicating a broad reach in enforcement.
And on the diplomatic front, what's the status of negotiations concerning Iran?
NPR recently spoke with Mirzad Borizherdi, an expert on Iranian politics from the Missouri University of Science and Technology. He reviewed the status of the Trump administration's negotiations to end the war on Iran, providing insights into the complex diplomatic efforts underway amidst these new sanctions.
A complex situation that continues to develop. Now, let's pivot to India, where there's been significant political news from Tamil Nadu. What's the latest on government formation there?
The political thriller in Tamil Nadu appears to be over, with the sequel set to begin today with Vijay as chief minister. However, There's significant buzz that the Dravidian arch rivals, the DMK and AIADMK, might come together after over 50 years. The goal, remarkably, would be to form a government and keep Vijay out of power, making for an incredibly intriguing political landscape.
A fascinating turn of events there. And finally, let's round off with some sports news, specifically from the world of international cricket.
In Test cricket, Pakistan debutant Awais truly impressed, absorbing all the pressure to score an unbeaten 85. His teammate Imam praised his performance, stating that Pakistan won all the sessions today, though he acknowledged the beauty of Test cricket with 3 days remaining. Meanwhile, in the IPL, LSG bowling coach Arun spoke highly of his fast bowling trio of Prince, Mohsin, and Mayank, noting their recent evolution and expressing confidence that Prince and Mohsin have what it takes to play for India.
That's a wrap on our top stories for today. Thank you for those insightful updates.
My pleasure, Arjav.
Before we sign off, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know the very first recorded computer bug wasn't a software glitch, but an actual moth? In 1947, a moth flew into a relay of the Harvard Mark II computer, causing it to malfunction. It was famously taped into the logbook as the first actual case of bug being found. A true piece of technological history. That's all the time we have for today's quick news briefing. We appreciate you tuning in. Join us again tomorrow for more of the day's most important headlines. Until then, stay informed and have a good night.